This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogel from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Sarah Leonard from the Sarah Leonard Team. Janelle Iacino from Rose Pest Solutions. And Mark Olson from Redo Cabinets. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings, the James Earl Jones of WGN Radio. We're going to light this candle like we do every weekend. Elwood, buddy, how many miles in Chicago? We got a packed show. We've got the A-team in here waiting for Jeremy, so like the A-minus team. We'll see you right now. I don't know where Jeremy is, coming in hot. Sarah Leonard is occupying the seat that Jeremy does.
You're welcome, Jeremy.
Yep. Thank God. 312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We'll go ladies first since Sarah is officially co-hosting now. We'll go to Janelle Iacino first to make an introduction.
These introductions are the worst.
Hello, everybody.
What are you talking about? You guys were talking about mosquitoes prior to...
We were, yeah. You know, it didn't take us long to get into some buggy conversation. But no, I'm talking termites this weekend. I want to go over risk factors for homeowners because right now people are getting their gardens going, they're mulching. I want to tell you guys what to avoid so that you don't end up with termites, which is not covered by homeowners insurance, and it'll save you lots of money in the end.
So do they... we'll talk about it later, but I want to know where they come from, right? Do they come in from the wind? Do they come in? Are they transported by the wind like ants?
No.
No?
Because they're underground. They're
okay.
Subterranean.
All right.
Yeah.
I thought maybe they...
There's a lot of things that live under our feet.
It's... Well, yeah. And you know how certain loans, you have to get the termite inspection.
The VA termite.
And I'm like, those aren't here. I am like so uneducated on the termite.
You know, it's been almost daily that our technicians are finding them since April. It is still April. Since, like, this whole month. Since the beginning of the month.
And it doesn't have to do with, like, how wooded the area is.
No, it's just moisture. Because the rain is flooding out colonies, and then that's when they'll make an appearance on the indoors.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You know, it'd be great if we waited for your segment to talk about this.
Sorry.
Welcome to have Sarah Leonard back on the show.
Dive right in.
15 minutes in, we're completely off track. If our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best number to reach out to?
You can reach Rose at 1-800-GOT-PESTS or visit rosepestcontrol.com.
We have Mark Olson from Redo Cabinets who did his push-ups and worked his bice today. He's got a short sleeve shirt on and just took his jacket off, started flexing.
He's flexing.
So, thank you, Mark, for wearing your extra small shirt. You make me no intimidation here. I don't feel awkward.
Yeah, exactly.
All I see is veins coming
out of his arms.
He
had on no sleeves this morning. I had him cover up a little.
Yeah. Hello. Okay. Way too much information. It's a family show. People on the way to church.
Yeah.
Our listeners go to church on Saturday.
Yes,
get it
they
out
do.
Of the way. Mark Olson, Redo Cabinets. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Outstanding. Been busy?
Been super busy. Very, very busy season.
It's I see your commercials now on TV. I hear your commercials on the radio. I see your stuff on the internet. You know, my algorithm's a little weird. I get some...
No judgment. And I'm popping up on your...
I had a realtor pop up today in her one piece saying, if you want to sell more homes, take off, wear less clothes. I swear to God, I will show it to you. I swear to God, I will show it to you. Emma's. Hand on Bible.
Okay.
And I'm just like, I send it to my team. I'm like, this is great advice. And then...
give her a call, guys.
No, I said, hey, maybe we should try this. Okay. And here you are wearing half a shirt and it's fantastic. So it must work. We've got a special. We're going to do a surprise. We have royalty here at WGN Radio who you helped out.
Yep.
And he gave me a call, said, hey, my wife and I are looking to redo our kitchen. I hear them on your show all the time. I hear their ads. Are they good? I said, haven't had one complaint. All the text messages say they're fantastic. Highly recommended. I connected you two together, and he's going to make a surprise appearance. Hall of Famer here at WGN. So we're going to, that's called a tease, Janelle. That's a radio tease.
I see. Well, nobody interrupted you and asked you questions that you were so
I don't
passionate
let them.
Totally.
Because everybody's microphone was off. It helps that way. So what are you talking about today, Mark?
Well, we're just going to cover basically what refacing is all about. You know, what we could deliver is a fast and affordable solutions for your home.
phone number if our listeners want to reach out?
Yeah, you could reach us at 630-381-5583 or visit us online at redocabinets.com.
The Sarah Leonard, Legacy Properties team, right?
Yes.
All over the place. I was in St. Charles yesterday.
How about it?
Went to the, what do they call that?
Car dealer?
No, the brewery. Right across the street.
Oh, sure. Some Pollyanna's?
No, it was a... Oh, crap. Where, I don't know.
You're so great with details.
I know. I plugged it in. It was like five. Met him there at 4:15. Randall Road's great.
It's great.
On Friday.
It's a great road to travel
15
on.
15 freaking stoplights.
So did you have any beer?
No, I had a Diet Coke.
Perfect.
Because I had a drive home. I went to... Where did I go? Riverland Brewing Company.
Oh, yeah. Right in downtown.
So cool.
Yeah. It's a great little downtown area, isn't it?
Yeah, it's right by your office.
Yeah, it
and
is.
And sat outside with this nice couple.
Nice.
Purchasing a home out. They already had a realtor.
Okay.
So, sorry.
It's unfortunate for them.
I know. I tried. But I was in your neck of the woods, and they were talking about how homes were going in the... You know the realtor sent and stuff, and the 500 to 600 stuff that they're looking at. Whoop, it's gone.
Yeah,
they set up an appointment. Saw it Wednesday. Set up an appointment for Friday. It was sold Wednesday night.
Yeah, wow. I think everyone was living in fear in November on what the market would be in the new year, and now the new year's come, and it's like completely different than it was 4 months ago.
Yeah,
so it's just the volatility that we're seeing, as you know.
Yeah,
yeah.
We have literally 115 buyers out there that we have to go get more paper because we're doing pre-approval letters. I guess we're not because we're just emailing them now. And it's a little, I guess.
Did you put it in your fax machine?
I put it on my fax machine. Yeah, thank you. with that glossy roll-up paper that smudged everything when you touched it. Yeah, no, we're like literally over, I think it's like 115, 120 people that listeners that are out there looking and continue to miss opportunities.
We just need the inventory. It's slowly growing, though. We are really seeing that. The amount of closings from now versus this time last year was up by over 30%. It was the most that they'd seen since 2021.
Wow.
Which is great.
What are you talking about? Is that something you're going to be talking about?
Yeah, just the market as a whole, how to prepare your home to sell and how we can help with that, and what to do when you are looking to improve your home before listing it.
Is it tougher to prep or to prepare your home for sale?
I would say in your language, prep.
Prep, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Home Chicago coming up with the Center Guard. If our listeners want to reach you, what's the best way to reach you?
WGNSarah.com or 224-239-3966.
Sarah with an H or with an A?
The right way, with an H.
Okay. Mm. Just the right way.
Is it David with a D or an I?
It makes absolutely no sense, Mark. I give you a lot of credit. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Come back with the Center Guard mailbag coming up soon here. Hopefully Jeremy makes it. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text the photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. Center Guard Plumbing, the only plumbing company that I trust to touch my pipes, Sarah, that are in my house and in my pool house. They came out and did the copper lines.
They did, didn't they?
Jeremy's here. Hi, Jeremy.
Oh, hey.
Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
303 East Wacker. Show starts at 10.
Yeah.
That's fine.
You quite literally taken my seat.
Yeah.
I'm usually late.
As you have.
How about it?
So look at this. We're trading places today. See how it goes.
All right. This is great. We'll start out with a Packer fan story. A Wisconsin real estate agent and wife charged with stealing $500,000 from the Masonic Lodge. Tyler Christopheit, a Caldwell Banker agent with expired license, and his wife Katie are facing charges of conspiracy to commit theft and money laundering after allegedly stealing nearly $500,000 from a Masonic lodge where Tyler was a former officer for years, according to the complaint. The money was laundered through accounts in both their names and used on luxury cars, groceries, cable bills, and of course, Amazon orders.
Wow.
I would like a detailed breakdown on the Amazon orders.
Wow.
Just to see what kind of things
they're stirring up with. Household goods or more.
Wow.
Yeah. Each of these alleged criminals, face up to 12 years in prison and a $25,000 fine per count.
Those realtors, I tell you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You gotta watch them.
Can't trust them.
Packers fans. But, all right, talking about realtors, found this last night. Knew you were going to come on. 74% of buyers hire the first agent they talk to. Here's how to be that agent. According to the National Association of Realtors, 2025 Generational Trends Report reveals how buyers find their homes and agents and why speed and referrals decide who gets hired. Here's how buyers choose their agents. Mm-hmm. Once buyers decide they want help, most aren't running a long interview process because the average attention span of everybody today is 45 seconds. Mm. 74 to 75% of buyers interviewed only one agent. 16 interviewed two, 7% interviewed three, and 3% interviewed four or more. Mm. Most buyers make a decision after one conversation. The agent who connects first often becomes the one they hire. As far as how many buyers find the agent they work with, respondents said referred by a friend, neighbor, or relative, 43%.
Wow.
Used an agent they had worked with before, 15%. Referred by another real estate agent, 7%. Maybe you're not specialized in that area and you know a friend who might be. Those who listen to Home Sweet Home Chicago, 98%.
Nice. That math doesn't math, but I'm in.
Don't worry about
it. I really like
it. I'm a numbers guy.
I really like it. It's good.
Found through a website, no specific reference, 6%. Met an open house, 5%. I'll leave this with you because I thought you could show that
very
to the team.
Very interesting.
Because I know you are Johnny Jane. Well, you're Jane. Yep. Jane on the spot, and you got your foot on your realtor's throats that when a lead comes in, you got a call that just solidifies
absolutely
what you live by. So I thought that was interesting. Some not so positive news. Consumer sentiment in the U.S. officially hits its lowest level on record amid the Iran war, 50-some days into it. This marks the weakest consumer sentiment since data collection began in 1978. Which is a very good year.
So this is the lowest ever?
Lowest ever since they began collecting the data since 1970.
We needed a bar. So I know you say negative, but
no,
we
this
needed
is good.
A bar, so we got now a
new,
we have it.
Hey, we set a new record.
We set a new low record. Not a great thing.
Congratulations.
But then there's, you know, just up from here.
That's right.
Right.
So okay. That was, I don't know if that burp made it out on the air, but it was under my throat.
I don't think anybody heard it.
If it did, I apologize. If it didn't, we'll just keep moving on. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We have an email from Susan. Big O's is her name. So I would like you to portray Susan Big O's.
Okay.
Go ahead. We need some. So I see Sultry maybe sitting there this morning with a cup of coffee in one hand, a bourbon in the other,
looking
and a
out
pack
the window, smoking a cigar.
Yeah.
Cool. Or like
a cigarette.
Sultry.
A cigarello with some jazz in the background.
Yeah.
Oh my. All right. So I need the mood set.
The bar is very high.
Bring it, Sarah.
Bring it.
I love you.
Harder.
I love your show.
More energy. Hold on. Start over.
That's actually.
No.
It's pretty good. It's really good.
I need it deeper.
Staring deep into my eyes.
I need it deeper and more empathy.
Deeper? What am I, a man?
Yes.
I never miss it.
There she is.
I just want to say that I really enjoy Jeremy's part in the show. He has grown into his role. He's a great sidekick for you. Thank you for what you're doing, and Sarah is the best.
Wow.
She didn't say the end part.
She must have. That's not on my email.
Not on my email either.
Ben to print out, but okay, that's a good ending.
And somebody else texted and said, I might have a solution for Jeremy in getting to the station on time. He should join David and the team for Saturday morning breakfast.
It would help if there weren't 13 cancellations right before breakfast.
Look at Miss Negative over here.
You know,
it threw off my whole routine.
It started on Wednesday with the cancel, then Thursday it was on, then Friday three times it was a cancel.
Can I let you know for the
record?
Common
denominator problem. It's you, Hawk.
8 months ago,
I
go out to have lunch with Jeremy and his beautiful mother, Judy.
Mm.
And he's like, you know what? I got to come to those breakfasts. I really need to make a concerted effort. Yeah. He made one after that lunch.
Crushed it.
Yeah.
Crushed it.
That's great.
Yeah. After that?
100%.
You have high intent, though, right?
Exactly.
I have good intent, too.
Yeah, good intent. Yeah.
Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Yeah, go.
312-981-7200. Benny, let's drop President Trump. I'd like to welcome President Trump, Senator Scott, and Fed Chairman Powell to the show. Go, Ben. All right, we could stop it there. That was Senator Tim Scott, lead cheerleader on the knee pad committee for President Trump's in there. Yes, sir. I believe that we have extra money showing up and doing some internal investigation. Well, yesterday, Jeanine Pirro, who reminds me of my drunk Aunt Marge, and I had two drunk Aunt Marges, and it's a family name, and she reminds me of both of them. The Justice Department on Friday dropped a criminal investigation into the Federal Reserve and its chair, Jerome Powell, regarding a renovation project at the Central Bank's Washington headquarters. This morning, the Inspector General for the Federal Reserve has been asked to scrutinize the building cost overruns in the billions of dollars that have been borne by taxpayers. U.S. Attorney Aunt Marge, also known as D.C. Janine Pirro, said in a post on X, accordingly, I've directed my office to close our investigation as the IG Inspector General undertakes the inquiry. And this is a quote from the Inspector General. The Inspector General for the Federal Reserve has already reviewed the renovation project and found no wrongdoing. So what does this mean? Senator Tillis will now vote to move Fed Chair nominee Warsh up the chain of command, and we'll have a new Fed Chair in May. So the games that they're playing in Washington that isn't helping out anybody in the United States, because it's a vindictive sideshow there, has now been removed, at least this one. And I got one last one before we hit the break. Let's play. This is a Fox appearance. Thank you to Fox News. FHFA chairperson Pulte, Bill Pulte, was on Fox News.
Okay.
And this clown said this. Go ahead. Okay. So Bill Pulte, facts matter. I know it's kind of something in the current administration likes to make facts up. Under 5 years of President Trump, we averaged 5.86 million homes, existing and new homes, sold. On average, over the 5 years of President Trump has been...
The four prior, and then...
And last year.
I got you.
Under President Biden, we sold 5.52 million homes. So nobody could afford homes? I mean, what the hell is he talking about? Okay, so here, Mr. Pulte, okay, you're so worried about credit scores. I got some advice for you. He's part of the NEPAD committee, too. Right? Because he just, and rear end polishing committee too. Here's a tip. Instead of talking about Pulte, you've got a guy who's by the name of Barry Habib that you assigned to looking at loan level price adjusters, which increase rates from a quarter to a full point on people under the Biden administration with Sandra Thompson, your predecessor. Okay, if you want to do something, here's an idea. Stop talking about credit. Put down the Democrats' mortgage statements that you're going through to find out that somebody didn't dot an I and cross a T. And maybe go to Barry Habib, who I don't know what the hell he's doing, and have him say, hey, these loan-level price adjusters that the entire industry knows is ridiculous, why don't remove those and instantaneously drop rates a quarter to a full point that have gone up in the past 55 days since the Iran war, three quarters of a point. Thank you very much.
Unsolicited advice from David Hochberg.
Well, it's true. It's we live it every day. And you got people out there, affordability problems. You want to make housing affordable, Bill? Stop talking about it. Get off your knees and start doing something. It's ridiculous. All right, that segment was sponsored by the fine folks at Center Guard Plumbing. And
sure sorry, Mike.
Really, good segue.
Mike Epping. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about Sarah and her skills of selling homes coming up after the break. This is Homes Over Chicago at 720 WGN. That portion was sponsored by the fine folks at Center Guard. Thanks for listening, everybody. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Is there ever a time you're not in charge?
Depends on the setting.
Mark. 312-981-7200.
You're a parent. So yeah. There are times where you're not in charge, right? Yeah. Where that kid is in charge.
He believes.
Right?
He believes with all of his little six-year-old body that he is in charge.
Totally in charge.
Yes, yeah. He does.
That does happen.
I'm his mom. Of course it happens.
The tip of this finger has more power than that six-year-old kid.
Well, I understand that. He doesn't know that.
That's what Sarah does. She just stands over him with the...
Just the pinky?
He just bows. Yeah.
With the pinky
no
up.
Way.
And she goes, you know what? You know what's going on? And then it's like training a dog.
It's a good thing she had a boy instead of a girl.
No kidding.
Because that would have been
just
epic,
a nightmare.
Right? Could you imagine that?
I just couldn't.
The universe would collide,
yeah.
I feel like.
There's still time.
There's
so true.
There's still time.
Says the guy who has five girls.
Yeah. Three girls only.
Two.
Yeah, two boys.
Two boys.
Yeah,
five children.
Yeah, just even us out a little bit, right?
Small army.
Still time.
Yeah, there is.
There's still
you hear that, Mark?
Yeah. Factory
you
hear still that, Mark? Open.
Yeah, there's still time.
Factory nope. Still open.
Nope.
Eggs are still fresh. 312-981-7200. Go to megapros.com for all of Jeremy's contact information. So,
oh, perfect.
Yes. Yes. For all the sexual harassment talk, go to Jeremy. Mm-hmm. So, preparing homes for sale.
Yeah.
Spoke with a lady who was in the process. I referred them out to you. Mm-hmm. I think they're in the Downers Grove area. Listen to the show. Your team's on it. We want to do a lot of work on our home in order to get it ready for sale. And I'm just like, why don't you talk with Sarah and her team first?
Yes.
Before doing all the things that you think you might need to do, which you might not necessarily have to do in this market to sell your home. Can you dive deeper into that? Because they're like, well, what do you mean? I thought I had to do this. Yeah. So take it from there.
I think it's the most common question that we get asked. And typically people think they have to do way too much, like a full bathroom remodel, or they think they should do nothing and give credits. And neither one of those are great, because if, let's just say you need carpeting for your home, and that's $3,500. A buyer is going to come in, and the unknown costs, the inconvenience, and just the uncertainty of what it's going to entail, I usually say that's 2.5 to 3 times the actual cost investment you'll pay on the back end. So if you pay $3,500 up front, you're probably paying close to $9,000 as a negotiation bargain with the buyer. Huh. So if it's something simple and clean that everyone's going to see and everyone's going to use, like flooring or your walls, which are throughout the whole house, it's always better to get those freshened up before you put the home on the market. When it comes to, like, let's just say a bathroom, we get a lot of these oak kitchen cabinets and the original Formica countertops or Corian, and those are usually easier fixes. Throw some paint on the cabinets or do just a new, like, remnant countertop. So the goal is that a buyer will come in and they won't feel like they have to change things themselves, because no one wants to buy into someone else's problem unless they're being compensated for it. So our goal is to spend the least amount of money in the quickest amount of time, but to still have buyers come in and not be fighting objections when they're leaving.
So that doesn't sound like the standard, because, you know, we show up a lot of times after they spoke to their realtor, and the realtor's, oh, my realtor said I got to redo my whole kitchen. My realtor said that I got this master bath with the, or I can't say that, primary bath. They say master. Primary bath with this corner whirlpool tub. That's got to go. And, you know, I need this. And I'm like, no, you don't. So do realtors do say that, right?
They do. And I think that's just, first of all, this is what I always say. Like, they're not the ones buying your home. So they have to know what the buyers in the market want. And what they want is something that's functional and nice enough that they don't have to make an immediate change. So we have somebody now, that's the house, your friend, Dave, that you referred us to in Lombard. And in the bathroom, we said, put hardware in the cabinets, change out the faucet,
maybe change a toilet if it's real old.
Toilet was fine, and change out the lighting. Yeah. And then we put a frame around her mirror. Bingo. Now I can say it's been updated. We've got fresh hardware, right? Updated fixtures, and that does the job, right? Assuming that everything else is functional and fine aesthetically.
Yeah, there's no leak stains, water stains, no issues like that.
Yes, because then someone can personalize it over time. It's not an immediate need, right? So there's not an immediate cost to them.
Less than $1,000. Easily. Well, probably less than $500.
Easily less than $500, but it gives it a nice facelift. So I think that it's the common misconception they have to do everything, but they really don't.
They thought it would take 30 days to do all the work that they need. And it also speeds up the process.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Right. So let's not, everything that you said is 100% spot on, but it also eliminates them from wasting their time, resources, and energy, right? To have to think they have to do all the stuff. They could focus their attention on packing their stuff up to get out of the house.
Yeah. Is there an adage of, hey, you're kind of robbing Peter to pay Paul here? Like, hey, you're going to put $30,000 into it. Yep. You might not even get $30,000 out of it. Like, it's going to be close. Yes, it might help sell your house faster, but you got to live through the construction of it. You got to live through all this, and it's still a process. No matter how many people paint, like, oh, remodeling. Yep. It's work.
For
sure. It's an inconvenience.
And I think the problem is, let's just say your kitchen's original and, you know, you've done the work in certain places but not others, and people want to put money, like new appliances, into the kitchen to freshen it up. It's like, if you haven't done the floors, the cabinets are original, your bathroom needs a facelift, you're going to spend $15,000 to then have to pay $25,000 on other places. So that's where you really need to meet with the realtor, go through a plan before you start spending any time, energy, or money, and have someone give you that guidance, because people don't know.
Do you recommend that they replace their appliances? I mean, I feel like that's something that any homeowner could do.
Yeah.
Right?
It just,
like,
really
it's not
depends.
That much of it. Okay.
Yeah. If the kitchen's been updated and the appliances are really old, it's great. Nice to do it so we can say it's a full update. But that's where it's situational, and you just need the guidance of us to come in and say, this really isn't an issue, or, hey, this would really help.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it is case by case.
I had a lady in Niles. She's listening right now. Okay. She had a realtor. She lives in a ranch-style house right by Notre Dame High School, okay, in those 1960s, circa 60s.
Super familiar.
Super familiar with the split levels, right? Yep. So she's like, I'm just going to sell my house. I want to move to Lombard to be closer to my kids. She's got a realtor in Lombard. She's got a realtor in Niles. I'm like, okay, fine, great,
she's
everything.
Got the hookups.
Yeah, right. You know, she's ready to go. She's like, do you think I have to do this? I'm like, listen, Niles in the $400,000 range between Maney's High School, Notre Dame High School, and there's a girls' Catholic school over there. And, you know, if that's what people this want.
This will sell.
This will sell.
This will just sell. Is it because it's a seller's market? Like, if we were in a buyer's market, like, would the script flip where they would become a little bit more persnickety? Like, is this timing related to a little bit, Sarah?
For sure. And it's gotten better than it was 3 years ago, 4 years ago, where nothing mattered.
That's right. People were doing 10% over cap, like over value.
Still are.
Waiving
appraisals.
But now we're seeing, because if you watch the market, there's probably in any given area, 3 homes that hit the market in a given week. So you're talking a home every other day. We're seeing that growth happen. Some of it's the market and some of it is spring, right? We're starting to see that season kick into play, which is great. But I think it makes people a little less anxious to have to go that far overboard. And so they're coming in and negotiating a little bit, and they're having a little, you know, sellers are putting a little more skin in the game than they've had to because we're seeing that growth in inventory, which is a healthy thing. It's
it
a
good,
good thing,
yeah.
Right?
Instead of just, we got multiple offers, highest and best offer by this time. I've seen that on listings. It's like a pretty common trend now.
Yeah.
Like, what is that just a tactic?
In this area, it is.
It wasn't common 6 months ago, and then like there was like 2 months where it was slow. January and February were the slowest months that they said that we had seen since like 2013. That's scary.
Wow, that is scary.
But then now it's completely shifted and picked back up. So the volatility is very real, and that's where you need that guidance so that you're not making a mistake.
So this technique works in a normal market, not when you have 10 people signed up.
Of course.
So if you go into a house that's worth $400,000 and you need new appliances, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, you know you need, and you're going to go to Apt, and it's going to cost you, pick a number, 10 grand to buy.
That's a good number.
Okay, just
base.
10 grand.
Yep.
And you're like, all right, I want to get the 490, I want to get 400 down to 390, then I'm going to save that 10 grand, and then I'm going to go and, you know, to Apt to buy that. No, you're not. You're better off buying the house for 400 and getting a $10,000 closing cost credit.
Right.
Because the $10,000 in closing cost credit that you would
frees up the cash.
It frees up the cash.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? The $500-$600 to go to the realtor comes out of the 10 grand. The $2,000 you're going to pay for your insurance comes out of the 10 grand. You're at $2,500 there. $4,000 in title fees, right? Comes out of the closing. It comes
out
of the
10 grand.
Plus,
you got to pay that mortgage broker quite a bit.
No, you don't.
Right? No, I know. I know you don't. I know you don't.
I'm not rocking mortgage.
I know you don't.
I'm not rocking mortgage.
You are
I don't
right.
charge
you don't.
All those origination points.
I know that about you.
Last week. So you could use that $10,000. I've got a guy right now, he's got a $34,000 closing cost credit.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we're covering his realtor. We're covering the $13,000 transfer stamp. He's buying in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. We're covering the $6,000 going to the realtor, $13,000 in the transfer stamp, all of his closing costs, everything, right? I'm sucking up every penny out of that.
How much can you put in your escrow?
Well, you're using money to pay for the prepaid.
But like in your taxes. Like
whatever the county tells you to put in. It's all predetermined.
Oh, okay, got it.
I've got 30.
You can't overdo it.
Right.
Okay,
I've got, because it's only what the cost will absorb. But that's where I think you have to bring in a professional. Because as much information is available online and through ChatGPT, those are the things you just don't know. There's not that kind of guidance that can be given.
Right.
And it really does impact your bottom line, whether it's preparing the home to sell on our end or David advising you on what you can do to keep that money in your bank account and then be able to have some funds left over. Those are really great tips that people, you know, you can't find other than talking to a professional.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we'll dive deeper later. Phone number for listeners want to reach out to you.
Sure. 224-239-3966 or WGNSarah.com.
Mark Olson, Redo Cabinets. We have a legend coming up calling in special on the WGN hotline, calling in surprise visitor.
Nice.
Hall of Famer. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Megapro's call, text, and photo line. This is Homes from Chicago at 720 WGN. One of the better rejoins. That was Sarah Leonard, in case anybody didn't know. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. So 6:30 in the morning, okay, minding my own business. I'm doing my stretching exercises before I start lifting weights. And I get a call, okay? And I have my contact set up to be like really important people have a different color code. And it went off the color code. I didn't see the name because I was stretching, like I said. And I saw the code. I'm just like, it's somebody important. I better stop stretching. I better answer the phone.
Like a bat signal?
Yeah.
On your phone.
A bat signal.
Wow. Yeah. Phenomenal.
Wow.
Like
okay.
Very important.
I'd love to know where I rank on
awesome.
That.
None of you have made that level
I was
yet.
Say, we're not even I'm lucky if I get a call back within a week.
Yeah. Totally.
Still get a call back.
Okay.
Okay.
I do. You're right.
But you keep reaching for the stars.
Yes, sir. I will.
Okay. But it went off, and mystery guest on line 7, Hall of Famer, calls in and asks me about redo cabinets. He's like, hey, I'm thinking about actually started, my wife wants to redo the kitchen, right? He's got no say in it. I'm just like, okay, then you're redoing the kitchen. And he started asking me, and I said, they're fantastic. And all the texts we get are outstanding. And I'd like to welcome Hall of Famer Dave Ennett to the show. Dave, how are you?
If I had known you were stretching, I never would have called. Good to talk to you, David. Good to be with you guys.
But other than the stretching part, that everything that I mentioned was 100% accurate. You were asking me about redo, and I gave them the – I said, everybody that calls in, you know, boasts about them, all the text messages we get. And you take it from there, Dave.
Well, you connected me with Mark, and Mark connected me with his team, and we couldn't be any happier with it. It's turned out great. We have our new cabinets. It was done promptly. We got the cabinets, backsplash, countertops. We had granite countertops, which I'm told it was time to upgrade to quartz, which we did. New sink, which Center Guard Plumbing put in, and it looks great. I mean, the team from Redo was terrific, and the thing that impressed me was the attention to detail. We had redone our kitchen pretty much from scratch back in, I think, 2009, and we had, once we had repainted the cabinets, and that didn't work because they were chipping, the paint was peeling, and now we have these really outstanding looking cabinets, and the crew, Dan, who installed the cabinets, was great. I mean, he was meticulous about the installation process, and Omar did the tiles, the backsplash, and they look terrific, and we're very happy with it. It
doesn't get any better than that, buddy.
It sure doesn't.
No, that's great to hear. Thanks, yeah. Dave. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Mark would like me to ask you, when are you buying your next home so he could do your next kitchen, Dave?
Yeah. We want to enjoy this one for a while. Yeah, no, see, the one thing I didn't know, and they just left, we just had our new blinds put in our kitchen because the old blinds we had didn't match the color of the new cabinets. So I have found that there are different related upgrades that you have to make along the way. Like, I didn't know I had to get a new kitchen table to match the new cabinets.
Well, you're married.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's why.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Dave. Marriage, I'm willing.
Yeah, Dave, yes, I agree.
Dave, you didn't, but your wife did.
Yeah, she knew.
So Dave did.
She had a budget for it. Right. She just didn't want to say it.
So for everybody out there thinking of redoing instead of replacing, from Hall of Famer legend Mr. Cat Dave Ennett, what would you tell all of our WGN listeners about you, about giving Redo a call?
Had a wonderful experience with Redo cabinets because the first person I called, David Hochberg, hey, what do you think of these guys? And you gave them the thumbs up, and they've been great. They were great to deal with. Staff was on top of everything along the way, and I would heartily recommend them.
All right. And don't forget my invitation to when that beautiful new stadium opens up. That would be great to catch a game behind you calling a game, Mr. Cat. I understand that new stadium is gorgeous.
It's going to be great. I can't wait to get in there. And you know you have a standing invitation. You will be standing. You understand
that's
that.
That's fine.
He's standing right invitation. Now.
Well, Dave, you know, I have been told that I'm kind of a D-minus level talent. And if you have to, like, go to the bathroom or something, I could make a couple of calls, you know, call a couple of downs, you know, series I think they call in football.
I didn't quite catch.
Yeah, I'm
that.
Sure you did. Yeah, bad connection. All right, Mr. Ennett, we love you. We love your wife. Thanks for calling in into the show and sharing your experience, buddy. We truly appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks, everybody.
All right, take care, Dave. David Ennett, Mr. Cat, Hall of Famer. That doesn't get any better than that. You get the seal of approval by Dave Ennett.
Yeah, absolutely. That is a seal of approval. Fantastic. We're really happy. Yeah.
All right, there you
saw
go.
Saw the kitchen. It's actually, they did a really nice job picking it.
Yeah, he did the double crown molding, light rail, brand new
and
doors.
And the colors,
hardware.
Like that light oak that everyone likes now, that natural color oak.
Nice.
So nice.
I'm kind of disappointed because I was up for a spokesperson position at Redo Cabinets, and I just got knocked out by Dave Ennett.
Yeah.
Dave Ennett obviously holds a lot more weight. Yeah. Kevin McDonough, our sales rep, said, what color am I?
On your own phone?
No, on my phone.
You know, okay. As far as important people?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, he's got a lot of work to do. He's got he should try harder. All right, so if our listeners want to reach out to you to get the same level of service that Dave Ennett and his beautiful younger wife did, you know, received from you, and the kitchen, you showed pictures to everybody in studio. They're gorgeous as well. What's the best way to reach out?
Yeah, so you could reach us on our website at redocabinets.com, or you could call us at 630-381-5583.
All right, this is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. We're going to take a break, come back with Janelle Iacchino. Rich Dykstra Sr. texted me during breakfast, asked if he could call in.
Oh, boy.
And he has an ant problem.
Oh, geez.
And I responded, of course, are they in your pants? Saying, see what I did there?
Sure. You're clever.
And then he went into like a five-page text of all the challenge. I'm like, it was a joke. Okay, obviously there's no ants in your pants. I'm like, he's... I'm like, come on, Rich. I'm trying to have my omelet here alone. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We've got Janelle Iacchino from Rose Pest Solutions coming back after the break. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. You want to talk about Barbara works at a church and saw some mice?
Yeah, we've been talking about St. Charles quite a bit, haven't we?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we had a customer call, worked at a church, and said, you know, we think we've had mice over the winter. Can you come and take a look? So we did, and we get in the basement, and we're like, whoa. It was an entire network of termite mud tubes that they had no idea were there for, we think, a couple of years at least.
What's a mud tube?
Look at a mud tube. It's like a straw. It's so weird. It looks like an alien.
For listeners that have no idea what I'm talking about and they want to go see what a mud tube looks like, go to Instagram or Facebook. Look for our short video we just put out yesterday. Our handle is at RosePest1860. Mud tubes are what subterranean termites create to protect themselves as they're 24/7 eating wood. They are soft-bodied insects, so they're kind of like maggots with legs, if you can envision that.
Awesome.
If you want to envision that, is that what you just said? Or yeah, can you? You're forcing our listeners to listen to that.
Okay. Hey, I'm not talking about poop yet.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
So the mud tubes are what they create. They live underground, okay? So we never really see them. They're called silent destroyers for a reason. But the mud tubes are created to keep them protected from sunlight and air, which would essentially dry them out. So these keep them dark and kind of hidden away, and they create these tracks. Like, if you could envision what an ant farm looked like, okay, that's what they do in the structure of a building. That's what they do underground. And by the time they present the damage, by the time you see mud tubes, the damage is already done. So
they're just born through wood.
Yeah, like they're chewing through wood, channeling through wood. So I want to give folks kind of the conditions that are going to make your property attractive to termites so that you can hopefully prevent that from happening. So first and foremost, moisture around the foundation. They need moisture to survive. Most insects need moisture to survive. So if you're around, you know, going around the perimeter of your property, maybe you're mulching, you're preparing your flower beds, you're going to stir stuff up. If you're redoing your cabinets or redoing your kitchen, you're going to stir stuff up that's been in the walls, right? So moisture is everything. If you've got gutters that are leaking or downspouts that are not properly getting that rainfall away from the house, you're going to have it leaking back into the foundation. And that is a no-no. That is a big, big attractant for termites. Usually when Roy and I are on the air together, we talk about cracks, because cracks in the foundation are all they need to get inside the interiors of your building. They need 1/32nd of an inch to breach that threshold. So if you've got a foundational crack, you're holding up a piece of paper. Yeah,
pretty close.
If you've got a foundational crack in the basement, that's a highway in. If you've got wood that touches the soil around your house, a lot of people are mulching right now, just keep it raked back from the actual foundation a good 6 inches. If you pile up mulch right up on the house, that is going to give any kind of, I mean, not just termites, but ants and tons of other things. It's going to give them that highway directly into the foundation of your home. Keep firewood stacked away from the house. Don't keep it near your house. There's a lot of things that'll live in a pile of wood, right? Mice, too. bloom. So beware of that. Tree stumps in your yard, near a structure, that's, you know, anything decaying. Termites have a purpose in this world. They're decomposers. You know, we want them to be breaking down dead wood and forests, not our houses, right? So yeah, the mulch, any kind of poor drainage, those are your red flags. Now is swarm season. So between March and May is always when we see swarms. And what this means is termites will break out of their mud tubes, grow wings, and fly to nearby places looking for additional environments that will help them thrive and bud the colony.
They do fly.
They will grow. The reproductive ones grow wings, and they're like scouts. They'll look for food and in ideal conditions, and then they
do. They do that at night, or
yes. So they are. They tend to be nocturnal when they're doing this, but they're attracted to light. So if you're in your living room at night, and all of a sudden you see a flying insect underneath your lampshade, like that could be a flying termite.
Time to sell your home.
Ants also do that, though. So, and it's hard to tell, you know, if you've never been exposed to ants or termites before, it's hard for the layperson to distinguish the two. But termites have two sets of wings that are equal in length. Ants have three body parts and two different sized wings. You guys probably aren't going to get that detailed. If you see flying bugs, call Rose. That's the easiest way to do it. But the good thing is we have a system called Centricon that's made by Corteva. It used to, you know, Corteva is now what Dow Agro used to be. It's completely green, chemical-free way to protect your property. And it's kind of like an insurance policy because your homeowner's insurance does not cover termite damage. And a lot of people think, like, especially in Chicago where we've got a lot of concrete around us, oh, it's not going to happen to me. Well, I'll tell you, our technicians have been finding termites, live active termites, all month long. Wow. Not just in Chicago, even up in Wisconsin, in Kenosha, in St. Charles.
Is it because it's been raining so much?
The rain, yes, yeah. And it's flooding out colonies, and it's that weather trigger is inviting them to grow these wings and scout.
Phone number for our listeners who want to reach out.
Yes, get on our schedule, 1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com.
I just want to put this out there because Sarah's thinking about this because you mentioned it about 2-3 minutes ago. I would have wings because I am a reproducer.
Absolutely.
I just wanted to. I saw the look.
Yeah.
In all fairness, I'm surprised you don't. Might.
Well,
little do we know.
There's still time.
I've got a special offer too for folks. $75 off any new healthy home maintenance program plus termite protection. We're in the office right now. If you want a free quote for your home, give us a call, 1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com.
Can we talk about mosquitoes coming after the break?
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to open it up for all of our callers. Start lighting up the phones. That's also the MegaPro's call, text, photo line. Did I say photo line? Yeah, photo line. So if you got pictures of challenges, you want us to take a look at your home, should you do something before you sell it, if you want to take a picture of your kitchen to see so Mark could give you some ideas. You got mud tracks, what are those called?
Mud tubes.
Yeah, those two. Take a picture of all your bug challenges, or you just want to show Jeremy a picture of your home improvement project, send it in. 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break, be right back. All right, we're coming back. I guess the rejoin kind of didn't join. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Text message for Sarah here. Ms. Sarah, it's always a pleasure to hear you on the show. You've got to tell your mom to text in from a different number here. When it comes to cabinets, is hardware on the cabinets the popular trend? I guess that doesn't make sense. So maybe it should see
Let's
what...
Let's review.
Okay, that's good. All right, Ben's firing right now. Good. So when, I guess might say, what is the popular cabinet?
Yes.
Hardware?
Yeah, yes, people like hardware on their cabinets, and it's a really nice small upgrade that makes an impact. Right now, people love black or the champagne bronze, which is kind of like a soft gold. That's what we're seeing most of.
Soft gold?
Yeah.
Wow.
Are you seeing that, Mark, with the...
Yeah, I would say the soft gold, champagne gold, matte black is still in, and you know, you don't see a lot of chrome, but the hardware is like the jewelry of the kitchen. I mean, it really, really makes a big difference.
It sure does.
The crushed red velvet, is that still a trend with the purple light and the Jaguars.
Only in the bathroom.
Yeah, leaping off. Yeah,
only in the velvet paintings. Yeah.
He's got crushed velvet wallpaper.
Don't judge.
With the shag carpeting.
So back in the day, it was pewter, right? It was that kind of
gunmetal gray.
Gunmetal gray. Yeah.
Yeah. It was oil rubbed bronze.
Oil rubbed bronze, yes.
And then the pewter, yeah. But now I think, like, if you have even like a nickel, a gold, or like a soft gold, or a black, you can't go wrong. Those really always cycle in and cycle out.
All right.
Black's my go-to.
Always. Yep.
Me too.
And you can mix those metals.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. It goes with everything. We had termites. We found them when we saw little sand droplets on the windowsill. Okay. We'd wipe it off, and it would return the next day. When I touched the casing around the window, the paint peeled off, revealing the mud tube. Oh, I got to see the mud tube underneath it, and then I got to scroll up here. So,
creature feature.
Talk about that. Hold on.
Yeah, just said very costly to keep them out.
Yes.
Once they've gotten in.
Hold on, it gets worse. Okay, the mud tube underneath the paint, and it went the length of the casing, and then underneath the drywall paint.
Oh, mm-hmm.
When we started digging, we found the window was taken over by termites, a 2x4 behind the window and into the eaves. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
You're saying it right.
Okay. Yeah. Eaves behind the gutters. Very costly.
Yeah, they're going up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And costly to remove them and to keep them out. Holy smokes.
Yeah,
that's a story.
This can get out of hand real quick. That's why I'm telling people, if it's been more than 2 years since you've had a proper termite inspection on your house, you are like really vulnerable, and it's wise to get on our schedule just for peace of mind. Mm. I mean, if you think a couple hundred bucks is going to save you thousands in the end. But things like other warning signs, we talked about the mud tubes, but like this person texted in, bubbling paint. It could be a water issue, water leak issue, or it could be termites. Also, like if you touch a piece of wood, your windowsill, and your finger goes through it or it's soft.
That's not good.
You got a big problem.
Yeah. It's not good, period.
Places like crawl spaces and attics, if those aren't properly ventilated, that moisture accumulates, and that's a magnet for these things.
Fingers through soft wood. That was the name of our softball team in college.
That's a good name.
Yeah.
Especially with batting. Took up
the whole front of the jersey. Kind of had to like almost go around.
We
had
to name it after you. Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
In real estate transactions, you know, Sarah and I were talking about this, they don't require termite inspections unless you're a veteran getting a VA loan, which does homeowners a disservice because you're leaving yourself so vulnerable to nature. And it's here. It is here. It's very real.
I will say, in 21 years of selling real estate, I don't think I've ever had one come back with an issue. So in my mind, I'm like, oh, it's not prevalent in this area. I'm wrong.
It could take years, though.
Yeah.
And, you know, after that, they're not going to pin that on you.
Right.
The transaction's done.
Totally.
So
we had one that had a front stoop, right? Couple of steps up, and they had railing.
Columns. When you explain. It's so good.
Things going up.
Good thing
covered
listeners
the roof.
Can hear. Right. Not see.
Posts.
Yeah, posts.
Yeah, they could be posts.
Right, wooden posts that had Jeremy, like so an nice. Overhang.
Like a portico.
Yeah, a portico.
Sure.
So had one of those. Lady lived in the house for 15 years. Didn't know anything about it. Veteran moved in, was bought the home, was getting a VA loan, no money down, no PMI, he was service connected disabled, no real estate tax. It was a great opportunity for him. Home inspector went out, noticed something, looked around,
doesn't
said,
look
hey,
right.
Might need a, you know, something's going on there. Send you guys out like we do on all of our VA loans. Yep. All the realtors out there, all the mortgage professionals, because I know you're listening because you love the show and you're jealous. But we call Rose Pest out for all of our VA loans.
Yep.
You know, whenever we have VA loan, call Rose, and you guys do a great job.
Thanks.
So, long story short, the termites had eaten through the bottom of the posts, worked their way all the way up to what's the overhang called? The portico.
Portico.
Portico. Yep. The entire thing
collapsed.
Was on the verge of collapsing. So, cost to cure, right? We had to get a contractor out there. Huge. To give the cost to cure, because now it's a safety issue, and there's no way the VA is going to
fund
a loan that's got a safety issue. So the seller now knew about it. Seller didn't know about it, right? Mm-hmm. They're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
So she went out there, looked around. That could have collapsed on her or her friends or families or neighbors when they came over.
So what was the cost?
I have no idea, but this was
years
ago.
From $3,000 to $8,000.
Wow. And that is wild.
Now the seller knows about it.
Yeah, they have to disclose it. They don't fix it.
So you're either going to get
it. And it's just that area. What about the rest of it?
Right.
Correct.
Right,
yeah. Right. So you guys went out. You looked over the whole house. It was just just isolated to that area. So, yeah, you don't think about it because you probably don't sell a lot of homes to veterans or people, you know, needing VA loans because of your clientele is so well off.
Mr. In my pool house, in my secondary home on the property that I own. Okay.
You say that. And Sarah, you're right. Like, we do a ton of wood replacement.
Yeah.
Just usually from water damage, sometimes carpenter ants, bees.
That's another one.
Almost never. Is it termite damage?
Yeah.
So my naivety, too, is that we wouldn't even know. It'd be like termites, right? Like not here, like down south.
Exactly
by
right.
The water.
You always think
like
you're not. It's not going to happen to me, but it is so real. And it just pains my heart when people are like, oh, my God, I wish I would have done something a year ago. You know.
Now people know, so they've got to get it inspected.
Right, right.
If you're a regular rose pest, as we are, right, as Mega is, and almost all of our customers are because it's just a phenomenal service that you provide.
You're covered.
And it's a huge.
Yeah.
So is that something that
at any point a customer that's on our regular healthy home maintenance program can ask us, hey, can you just take a look at things to just give us some peace of mind so we don't have termites? And we can bundle prevention programs with the current program.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's such a peace of mind. Like I said, it's like an insurance policy. We put these basically their stations directly into the ground all the way around the perimeter of the house. And it's just like an invisible shield that will safeguard your property.
Yeah.
Because mosquitoes?
What's that?
For mosquitoes?
No, for termites.
Come on, I know. We need the thing for the mosquitoes.
I know.
What about the mosquitoes?
I want to say, too, it's not just wood. Think about everything in your house. Drywall. If you've got a stack of newspapers or magazines or bookshelves or boxes of stored materials in your attic or in your basement, a cardboard, anything, these are all cellulose-based, and that's what termites eat.
We got to hit a break, but the texter just texted in. We had weird-looking flies and turned out some damaged concrete from the gutters. Downspouts was great place for subterranean termites to start trying to quote-unquote nest, ? I watched one of them actually like going into the concrete. Thank God we had no evidence of them in our dwelling, but Rose came out and put in whatever that
the Centricon bait stations
need.
So
there you
works
go.
Works like a charm.
Okay.
It is guaranteed.
Phone number.
1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com.
So coming after the break, the guy at the spin class asked me to announce something. It was a little
Sarah
awkward.
Sarah laughs like, spin class?
Oh, dude.
Who are you?
Yeah.
It's hard. Have you ever done spin class?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's so hard.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah. Just picture you crushing it.
He's good at it.
Oh, no. It's a smile. It's like
actually embarrassing.
Do you got the shoes and everything?
I got the shoes.
He's got it all.
Do you wear the spandex bike shorts?
I
got them on right now.
But I pad them in the front, not in the back. Because I stand a lot. Uh-huh. And I want to pad my hips.
Obviously.
312. So a story from guy he asked me next to me, a friend of mine, right?
Yeah.
Spin friend.
Spin friend.
Yeah.
Where does that guy rank on your phone?
Yeah, he's got a color.
What color
he's
code
got
is
color.
He?
He's got a color. We don't have a color. And the friend at spin class.
Well, he's only making this up so he sees that he's not the only guy in spin.
Okay, fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
So
probably
there's a girl
right.
in spin. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Because he's smart.
Yeah.
Women. And spin. Let's
thank you.
There's no girls.
Women.
Whatever.
Women.
It's a big difference. So I have a spin story coming after the break. 312-981-7200. 312-981. Might be a little exaggerated, but it's still a great spin story. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGL. So minding my own business.
Yeah.
Paul leans over. He goes, you're going to be on the radio today. I go, is it Saturday? He goes, yeah. I go, then I'm going to be on the radio. He's like, could you announce something for me? I'm like, sure. What do you want? In the middle of class. Minding my own business. I've got a 15-minute uphill battle going on
here. I was
going to
say, like, what leg were you at?
I'm, like, in the middle of
Are you dripping full body sweat at this point?
Okay. I was dripping when I got on out of my car.
Well,
so,
okay.
You know, we're, like, just got done with the 2-minute uphill climb. I'm going, right?
After
I'm rocking. He leans over. I'm like, you're inviting my space here. But I'm like, okay, he's a nice guy. He goes, hey, can you announce something for me? I'm like, yeah, what do you want me to announce? The jazz. It's International Jazz Day. So I said, okay. He's like, the Jazz Club Experience is going on Monday, April 27th is the Jazz Club Experience. And he goes, that's where I'm going to be Monday night. And correct me if I'm wrong, this is my list of worries. What does it say? What's Paul doing on Monday night? I could now check that off, Paul. Boom. So I text
Problem
him.
Solved.
Right. So then I leave a couple minutes early because I had a shower to look this good.
Obviously.
It takes a lot of work.
Sure.
So I'm in the shower, turn around. Paul's in the shower with me.
What?
Wow. I'm just like.
It's a little intimate.
I'm just like, hey, Paul.
Again, personal space.
He's
right. He's like, I just wanted you to remind you not to forget. So I'm like, all right.
There's an image.
Yeah. I'm like, as long and crazy. It's a one-person shower. The door was locked. Sure. Wow. Okay.
Locked. Wow. He's locked. An expert locksmith.
So like, they got a shower with the toilet there. You know, it's a one-seater. Yeah. And then, you know, so sure. I'm like, all right, as long as you're here.
Why not?
I got a problem with my shoulder. Can you wash my lower back? Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
So he jumps in.
Nice guy.
So it's another normal Saturday morning
I'm
for you.
I'm just like, it's like, don't. And then he whispers in my ear. He's like, don't forget about the jazz.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm like, okay.
I like this guy.
Yeah. This is really why breakfast was canceled until late this morning.
Things ran a little long.
I thought it would take longer, but it didn't. Right.
With his help in the shower, you got done quicker.
I'm just letting you know. So Julie Hafter runs a tight ship there. Paul obviously has got the key to the bathroom.
Yeah. And now we know was it Jazz Day?
It's the Jazz Club Experience from the Chicago, the Jazz Institute of Chicago.
Okay.
Monday, April 27th, an official international Jazz Day event. Mm. Monday, April 27th, 5:50 until 10:30.
Mm.
Hold on, we got George.
That's a lot of jazz. You might get one song.
Hold on, we got George Benson up here. Hold on. Wait a minute. Where's George Benson? It's Raining Men, no YMCA. Hold on. I got it. It's up here.
It's happening.
Hot keys.
Oh. Bottom right. Okay. I should have this playing behind it. Okay, because this is jazzy.
This isn't really jazz.
No.
This is like funk jazz.
Yeah, it's like funk.
Yeah. Sorry.
Does it have jazz in the description?
It's not like Coltrane.
It's not even, yeah.
That's right. You can't be good at everything. Just go ahead.
That's true.
All right. So the Jazz Club Experience is my good friend Paul, who I now shower with. Monday, April 27th, 2026, from 5:50 until 10:30. That's where Paul will be on Monday night. So I just wanted to throw
But what's the location?
Yeah,
we didn't get that.
TBD. So way to go, Paul.
What is happening?
I don't know. She wanted me to announce it.
Maybe he wanted you to announce it before he picked a location.
Yeah, I said, send me information.
It's a good thing you're hosting a show on air.
Yeah. I know. I said, I'm just telling you.
You're reading the thing.
$33.85 to get it.
Okay.
All right, Paul.
Pretty cheap for jazz.
Well, that sounds like a great time.
It does.
312-981.
Thanks, Paul.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200.
Look at this fog that just
came in. Yeah, it's getting a little foggy out here. Wow.
Hey, looking out the window right now, I know, I get it, radio show.
Thank God we're on the radio.
Cool. I understand. It just literally came in. It was wild.
It did, yeah.
You know,
I feel like I'm floating right now. And my head's floating, and then I'm floating on top of that, right? It's totally crazy. A lot of floating happening.
You know, it'd be even better if we were on TV so people could see it.
I understand.
It'd be awesome. All right, let's segue into redo cabinets. So you wanted to talk about all the gyrations and the mechanics and all the people behind the scenes that keep you rolling and keep your machine rocking.
Yeah, we'll cover on that. First off, David, I want to thank you for the referral from Dave as well as Sarah. So we'll have to catch a shower one of these days.
Yes.
Your name's got to be Paul, Mark.
Yeah.
You got to change your name.
Sorry, maybe.
We can role play.
Okay.
We're in a studio. We're at Studio Spin.
Yeah.
I'm in the shower.
Remember,
hey, Dave, it's me, Mark.
No, it's got to be Paul.
Gotta be Paul. I want to talk to you about jazz. Like, okay, no problem.
Okay, getting back. So just a breeze over redo cabinets for the listeners who are unfamiliar with what we do. It is cabinet refacing, or what I like to call light kitchen remodeling.
It's rejuvenation, right?
Rejuvenation.
It's a kitchen rejuvenation is really what it is.
Yeah.
Looks like a new kitchen without the new kitchen price.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Apparently you do have a new spokesman.
We do.
That reminds me of the Botox commercial.
we refer out redo all the time because sticker shock, right? People don't know. They think a kitchen could cost $20,000-$30,000, right?
Right.
It costs way more than that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Six figures for sure if you're doing everything. Yeah. You know, with reface, you know, if you love your existing layout, you don't want to knock down walls. Or you can't knock down walls, you know. Refacing.
Day three of the NFL draft underway in Pittsburgh, rounds four.
Jack. Hey, Jack, you hit the wrong button. That's fine. Jack is recording in the sports studio.
Thanks, Jack.
Yeah, so that's a preview of the upcoming sports.
We usually make mistakes. It's wild for them to make. Yeah. They're professionals, right? Like,
I want somebody to show me what button that I need to press in order to cut Rob off during his newscast. Sure. That would be hysterical. Back to you, Mark.
Yeah. I forgot what I was talking about.
Rejuvenation.
Don't know. Yeah, they don't know how much it costs, right? Yeah. So they think it's going to cost this much. They have a budget in mind. We show up, knocking down walls, going over all that detail. Hey, I'm sorry, it's $75K, and this is what it looks like.
Take away the price, the time. Like, how long does that take?
Could take three. Well, we're pretty quick, right? Yeah. So 3 to 4 weeks, we hit that marker. We hear our, air quotes, competitors are like 3 months.
Yeah,
right,
sure.
To do a kitchen remodel, which is crazy. So we love the idea of saying, hey, you know what? Your cabinet bones are good.
Right.
And everything's up to date. Electrical's up to date. Nothing's really crazy. You just need this sprucing.
Yeah. Yep.
Right? And we refer out redo all the time because it's efficient.
Yeah.
Right? Like, how fast can you do a kitchen now?
We could do a kitchen as little as 3 days. typically around 3 to 5 days, depending if you're doing, backsplash, countertop, sink faucet, full reface.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So a high maintenance client like Dave Ennett, what... yeah, with all of his particularities.
I thought you were going to say Dave Hochberg.
No, okay. I wouldn't even notice if my kitchen was redone.
Okay? At least, well.
I know if there's I need to replace the toilet roll paper. Okay, that's all. Anything else.
He's not a details guy.
No. And if my remote control needs new battery, that's where it ends. Okay.
Nice.
So how long? So those type of a week tops, right?
Yeah, I'd say a week tops. Now again, we try our best to get everything back to back. You get your cabinet reface install. You got your countertops backsplash. Now in the perfect world, it's back to back, right? But there are going to be some times where we have to, give a 2 day grace period just to get the countertops installed, and then Mike from Senegard coming in, getting the sink faucet connected. But if you tie all these together, you're looking at about 5 days for all three trades,
for the outcome of it. It's nothing.
Yeah, I mean, fastest kitchen remodel we could do is maybe 2 weeks, right? Maybe, and that's again stars aligned. No permit,
right?
As soon as we pull a permit, forget about it, right? Yep. We got to get an inspector. Inspector could be amazing. Inspector could be less than amazing, right? Hard to say. And that's just going to hold things down the line.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Period. Plain and simple.
If you were to rate towns and villages, it easiest inspector to work with.
So far, I would love a meeting with DuPage County Building Department. It would be my favorite if there's a way that we could just.
But is it DuPage County's only if somebody's unincorporated? Because usually it's the township. So if you're in DuPage and you're in Elmhurst,
it's
Elmhurst.
Fine. Yeah, it's DuPage County.
So it's unincorporated. It's just,
I would love a lunch, a meeting, a come-to-Jesus meeting, an opportunity for us to figure out how we could work better and faster, more efficiently together. Villages as a whole are usually pretty good. It's just they change. This village has this code. This village has this code. This town has this code. So that's always fun.
Mm-hmm. Rose's Lombard office sits on the three-way intersection of Villa Park, Lombard, and one other. And it was murder trying to get our building sign out in front for the longest time. You have no idea.
Who are we calling?
Bob had to step in. Sure.
But it's like, for what? What do you get out of that? It's wild.
Power?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. For sure.
I'm going to say it's power. So back to redo.
Yeah.
Let's just put a pony on this. So bottom line, lower cost from a kitchen remodel. Flooring, you guys don't do flooring, though,
no
right?
No flooring.
Yeah, so no flooring. How about paint?
No painting.
Okay, so no painting.
For as much branding we do, we definitely do not do any paint.
I think that's one of the benefits of the cabinets is that they're not painted, so they don't.
That's a good point.
Right?
Painting's a short-term solution.
Right.
Without a doubt.
What we're doing is a long-term solution with a lifetime warranty on the product,
Phone number for our listeners want to reach out.
Yeah, so the phone number you can reach us is 630-381-5583 or visit us at redocabinets.com.
And for the listener that just sent me a video of Sarah Leonard doing a backflip, handstand backflip, this is outstanding.
I have tumbled competitively. Yeah.
This is you were not a child. This is a full-grown adult.
Oh, I have tumbled as adults, too. Yeah. It's not a lie.
I don't know who sent me that, but this is going into the
Hall. Wait, so it's not AI?
No.
I did tumble my whole life. Yeah. That's funny.
During the break, Sarah Leonard will be doing a back handstand.
I can't wait to see this. How are we going to get... We need enough room. The hallways are really long.
There we go.
We got to see this. There's a little ramp, and it's a little bouncy.
I'll be doing it.
Awesome.
It's going to be awesome. Hey, Tony, can you pull one of these cameras off the pedestal? And
yes, Mark, I always go to the trampoline park because it's like literally my favorite thing with the kids.
Is that?
Yeah.
I'm about it. That's cool. They're like, look at that mom. I know, she's totally crushing it.
The kids don't even want to be there. I'm like, come on, guys.
Yeah, and they're like, okay, Sarah, it's our turn now.
They don't even know I'm really cool.
Also known as her basement with the 12-foot ceilings.
Oh.
312-981-7200. Don't touch that door, you kids. 312-981-7200. That's the trampoline room. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Dykstra had a moment in my basement.
Oh, I did.
He's like, I really want to see your system. And I'm like, all right, 20 minutes later, I really want to see your system. So like after the eighth time, I'm like, for love of God. So I took him in my basement. He was just having this personal event. I mean, I've never seen a guy so excited.
It doesn't take that much.
It doesn't, obviously not. You know?
To get older, it takes less time.
Yeah.
Then a cigarette and a back rub and you're all good.
Yeah, I've never seen a guy that excited about a heating and air conditioning system, but wow.
And now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. I want to get to a couple of callers that have been hanging on for a very long time. We're going to go out to Stan, and then we're going to go out to Bob, and then we're going to go out to Nancy. Hey, Bob, how are you?
Hey, how you doing? Hi.
Okay,
financing homes and stuff like that. I'll say technically not refinancing a home, but getting like an equity loan on it.
Yeah.
Problem I have talking to people is I own my own company. And it seems it's hard to, even though I've got mass equity, over $100,000 in the home, my first mortgage is under three.
Right.
And trying to do anything to consolidate, we'll say, any other credit cards that I have for a little while, it's hard getting that extra loan or equity piece going in there. What do you suggest? Anything at all?
Do you show income on your tax returns?
I do.
How much are you showing six figures on your tax returns?
Oh, gosh, no.
Okay. Are you showing? Okay. So if you're not showing income on your tax returns, we have stated income bank statement loans that we could do home equity line of credits on that I just learned about yesterday. I had a lady who was a YouTuber who had like unbelievable revenue coming in, but made it look like she was making $3.50 an hour, but she made like $4 million on YouTube. Influencing was ridiculous. So
I need her accountant's information.
Yeah, like, same. Hello.
What?
So, so we have a home equity options for self-employed individuals that have great accountants that deduct everything and looks like you don't make any money. So, yeah, I could help you, Bob.
Hey, that's fantastic. I am driving. Is there a way to give information so I can get a call back sometime Monday or something?
Yeah, hang on. Iridian, who's John Hansen's producer. She used to work on our show.
Kind of a big deal.
She moved on up, dropped us like a ton of bricks. Sure. John Hansen, Let's Get Legal coming up next. So Iridian will pick you up, and she'll take your information and ask you for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. Bob, we'll get after you after the show. Nancy Portage Park, how are you?
Oh, I'm well. How are you?
Great. How can we help?
Well, I'll tell you. My husband and I are actors. We're gig workers. We have a lot of 1099 income. About way before COVID, we got chased by our bank to refi, and we paid to have them do whatever that's called, investigate, just to be turned down because we're bad people because we have all this 1099 income.
Oh, to get a modification.
And what's that?
You went to chase for a modification.
I guess, yeah. I guess that's what it's called. And so there's a lot to be done in the house that we feel like we're stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Okay.
But we feel as though we're gig workers, all this 1099 stuff, and nobody's going to want to even look at us.
Okay. Do you have a business bank account set up?
No.
It goes through your personal.
Yes.
Do you have a tax returns? Prepare tax returns on time.
Yes.
Are you showing income on the tax returns?
Limited. Don't know if I know what that.
On the taxes that you file with the U.S. government on April 15th of every year, are you showing a gross income or are you showing a loss? Are you showing no income?
Probably a loss.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have bank statements showing where your gig income is coming into your bank account for a prolonged period of time for all the jobs that you are doing?
Yes.
Okay. How much are you averaging between you and your husband for the income that are coming in for the acting jobs that you are doing over the past 12 months?
Oh, gosh. I'm afraid I don't exactly have that number. I know between the two of us, we only probably made $80,000.
Okay, well, that's not bad. Year. How much is your house worth in Portage Park?
So I looked that up. We paid $360,000 for it back in 08. Okay. So it gives me a range between that and 406.
Okay, so four. I know we got news. 410, and what's the balance on your loan?
The balance on our loan is about $150,000.
How old are you?
I am 59.
How old is he?
63.
Okay, so we're going to have to take a look at your deposits to see what we could do. What's the rate of your loan at 150?
Oh, my gosh, that's something I needed to know. Probably 6-6-something.
Okay, well, that would be a good idea to have all this information, so when I call you after the show, we have it. So I'm going to get your name and number and what Mr. Floyd cleaning product you want, and I'll call you on the way home. Okay, Nancy?
Fantastic. Thank you.
Hang on for your Mr. Floyd cleaning product. We got Rich Dykstra coming up after the break. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. We're going to open it back up to all of our callers, all of the texts after the news.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. This portion of the show is sponsored by Consumers Credit Union, where you can get car loans as low as 4.49%. A lot of our listeners do not realize this. You can refinance an auto loan. So if you took out an auto loan, then you had terrible credit. You can refinance it as your credit gets better and get a lower rate and save yourself a ton of money. We just took a guy and his wife that were in the, she was in the low 500s, got him up, got her up to 640, got him in the high 500s, low 600s, up to 680. They're in the process of refinancing their 25% auto loan into something substantially different at Consumers Credit Union.
I know you're not in banking, but is it painful? Like,
no.
People don't like work, right? I mean, well, I shouldn't say that. It's easy.
The inconvenience of it.
Yeah, the inconvenience, right? Exactly. That's why Rocket Mortgage does so well, because people just click buttons. They're like, oh, the internet said I could do this. And it's like, the internet?
Yeah.
When has the internet not lied?
Yeah.
Come on.
Just got charged $8,000 extra
they don't look at that.
For the convenience of not having to talk to a human.
Yeah. And also not knowing what you're signing or doing.
Shouldn't there be cost cutting?
Yeah, no
instead of the just price gougings?
Super easy.
Okay, super easy.
Lowest 4.49.
Got it.
We have an auto loan on one of our cars, our used cars, about our daughters through Consumer Credit.
Nice. Okay, so it's easy.
Easy.
Perfect.
And HELOCs, if you have 731 or higher, rates are at prime minus a half. Try getting that anywhere. You can't. 312-981-7200, MegaPros, call, text, phone line. Very special lady on line 8, my firstborn, my favorite first child, my favorite first daughter. Carly Hochberg, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
How old are you today?
23.
23
Woo! Years old. Happy
birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Carly. Happy birthday to you.
Love you, sweetheart.
Love the harmony. Thank you.
I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
All right, love you.
Love you too. Bye bye. Hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product.
Do you think your daughters get tired of calling on their birthdays? Like, or no? I mean, I think it's really cool.
Well, if they have, they haven't told me yet.
This one was like, are you kidding me, Dad? Another birthday?
I texted her last night. I'm like, hey, it's your birthday tomorrow, as if she forgot. And I'm like, would like to call the singer. She's like, Slay.
Okay,
Slay. Slay.
That wasn't Slay. That wasn't Slay energy.
Well, Janelle's in this, right? Like, so we know we're going to get like top tier singing
skills. Absolutely. Yeah.
Benny, I already did the CCU. You missed it because it was such a great job. So there you go. See, he didn't even pay. He didn't even know
exactly.
I did it.
Smooth like butter.
Rich Dykstra, you have an ant problem. How are you, my friend?
I am just fine. And yes, I do have an ant problem.
You have a question for Janelle Iacino.
Hi, Rich.
I do. Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. The ants aren't in your pants, right?
That's a whole separate issue.
Okay.
Tell me what's going on. You don't want to know what's in Rich's pants. But go ahead, Rich.
I don't know. So I tracked the taro traps, and the ants swarmed onto the taro traps.
Uh-huh.
They were all over. Then they were gone.
Yep.
3 days. Now they're back.
Yep.
They won't touch the taro traps. They walk around them.
They've learned.
They've learned.
They've learned. So this is what's happening, and you and like thousands of other people in Chicagoland are dealing with this right now. So with the rain, every time we've got a little bit of rain, it's flooding out the colony that exists on your property. So by the time they get into your house, what you're seeing is only about 3 to 5% of the entire colony that's on your property.
Oh, great.
So every time you kick them back with the tarot, you know, they'll pop up again in a few days after the next rain, because they're learning not to go back towards that, you know, the same place that you tried to kick them out. They're just going to go a couple feet down on that same wall or something.
Or that he just killed their entire family off.
Well, family is huge, and that's the problem. Certain types of species of ants have super colonies, and one of them is the odorous house ant. But the pavement ant is the one that we typically see the most of this time of year, and it's the flooding. That's what's happening. They live underground, so when their colonies get flooded, they have no choice but to go up, and they're going to be looking for food and moisture and scouting, just like we talked about with the termites. So although tarot will work with the small percentage that you're seeing, you got to get to the root of the colony, and in order to do that, you need the big guns, and that's why you hire Rose.
Mm-hmm. Phone number if Rich wants to reach out.
Yeah, 1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com.
Okay, and you scared me with this termite thing.
Yeah, we should probably give you a peace of mind inspection with that too.
Yeah, give me a call. And
yeah,
set that up.
Okay.
And my firewood is right next to my house. It's been there for 40 years.
Okay. Is what?
Firewood.
Oh, firewood.
Firewood.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a common place to store it,
right?
Because it's under the soffit, maybe keeps a little dry. It's close dry enough, on one side,
right? And but then that's an open invitation for a lot of different things.
But I don't have to walk as far if I keep it there.
See, that's the thing.
Convenience versus problems with your house.
Yeah,
which one do you want, Rich?
I'll take the convenience.
I knew you were going to say it. You know what?
Everything comes at a cost.
Keep the wood there. We'll fix whatever rot happens. No problem. Okay. And Janelle will take care of any bug problems.
You'll be a customer for life.
Yeah, thank you for the built-in problem.
Hey, Rich.
We got you, Rich.
Rich, real quick question. Did my friend at Republic Bank take care of your friend who was trying to buy your property with the loan?
He is doing the best that he can, given the people that are applying.
Okay, but they're helping him out?
Oh, yeah, they're all over them. All right. They're all over it.
Got a great relationship with Republic Bank on the commercial side. They do an amazing job on stuff. So I just want to put a shout out to them as well.
Cool.
Because Rich reached out to me. He was having trouble. He was selling his building, and the buyer was having trouble getting financing. And we don't necessarily do commercial properties, but we work with the folks at Republic Bank that we refer everybody over to, and they do a fantastic job.
People have been
doing a good job.
Yeah, yeah. So. Just want to throw that out there. If you're looking for a commercial loan, I can help you with that as well. We have resources. 3-1. All right, Rich, phone number one more time.
1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com. And Rich, I got your cell. I'll call you after the show.
And hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. We got to hit a break. 312-981. That was Rich Dykstra, the Hall of Famer, legend.
Legend.
In the,
heating
in the Carrier Hall of Fame.
Heating and cooling industry.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm kind of a Hall of Famer in the mortgage industry.
Kind of a big deal.
Really?
I haven't built the Hall of Fame yet.
Self-titled, self-discovered?
There we go.
I mean, really just...
We're in the process
Hall of Famer of one? Like, is there even a... You're starting a new league, Dave. Got it.
Self-nominated.
Yeah. I'm the best in the league. A league of one.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure. Okay.
So?
Data's still data.
Somebody's got to be the first one.
Trailblazer's what you are, bud.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you. You're a man of the people.
I'm just letting
sense. He sure is.
He really is.
Yeah, you
are. Look at all the people that he connected. He just talked about a bank, then this. Like, people call. You could. What's your phone number? What's your cell?
773
456
6526. Any type of relationship challenges?
Anything. Anything. Literally. I guarantee if you just call that cell number and you're like, hey, I got a question about something, Dave has an answer to solve the problem, right? No matter what.
Listen, I am a matchmaker.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Of all things.
These two beautiful people right here.
That's true.
That's
you
right.
really are. This
I'm still waiting for my moment.
I've tried.
We have tried.
That's
these
true.
Two have been going strong for at least a year, thanks to, I would say, me.
For now. Until after this show, we'll see. We'll see. They're driving together. We'll see. You know, they came together. Will they leave together?
Janelle's got incredibly high standards.
She does. She really does.
Good thing Mark and I don't.
Do you remember the guy? I think it was a Chicago cop.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Well,
Southside,
if you
Chicago
were here
cop.
The last like six times I was on the show, we've played that clip quite a number of times.
Ralph, I think his name was, or something like
adult
that.
Adult version of Ralphie from A Christmas Story.
That's right. Yeah.
I wonder if he hears us on
you
talk about
high
all the time.
Standards.
He's listening right now, shooting rats in his backyard.
So what would you say your standard? Maybe we could do this right on air, you know? So
kind of like right now, what we're doing right now.
Exactly.
Well,
so Janelle,
the bar is is pretty low.
Is
You've got to have a job.
Got to have a job.
You got to.
It's a good one.
Not act like a child.
Got good it. One.
Shower.
Showering is great.
Personal hygiene's appropriate.
Yeah. Some kind of a skill, like maybe if you
communications.
Can use, maybe if you can use a tool.
Oh,
that's
good.
Bonus.
Yeah.
Okay. You know.
Yeah.
Mildly handy. Okay.
Yeah.
The
bar is on the floor.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's pretty sad.
Is it height? Do you have like a height preference?
Yes.
Size
absolutely.
Preference
don't
or
most
stuff
women,
like that? I don't know.
Absolutely.
Is it like anyone under 5'4"?
Anyone over 6 foot.
I think you could do like 5'10.
Yeah.
5'10
or above.
5'10 or above?
Yeah.
If it's a tall 5'10.
Okay.
Yeah, when they stand up really tall.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay.
For me, it's about the skills. And like, are you like a functioning person outside of someone taking care of you?
Right.
Because I'm not signing up to
be... So are you an actual adult?
Right.
Yeah, yeah
right,
there
right.
you go.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
That's so...
That's a great one.
That seems easy.
No, you have no idea.
I'm 41, and it took me until I was like 39 or 40 to meet an
actual
adult.
And you're a young 41,
I'm a
right?
very,
but
very young 41.
Mark is like an anomaly. Mark's like 30, right?
Absolutely.
I think he's like 29.
His energy is that as right? a 26-year-old.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Right?
How about it?
Yep. So... he's an oddity, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, that's not fair. Got it.
Two things come to mind.
So good.
Two things come to mind.
I prefer my men over 5'10 because I like to look them in the eyes, of course. And then who you were describing right now is 150% what Tony, our in-studio video guy, is.
Is that why he's been smiling, Tony, looking at me from across the desk?
Tony, can you stand up real quick?
Yeah, I got
Let's
this.
Just see how tall Tony is. Oh, he's over 5'10".
He's
got it.
He's almost
he's
as tall
the
as the green screen.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, he's
how
checking
about
that
age?
Box right there.
I mean, again, if you have a job and you can function and you have skills.
But if he's 26, like, come on.
That's fine.
Okay, that's fine if you have those other criteria.
Okay, Matt.
What do you bring to the table? That's what I want to know.
Sure.
Okay, welcome.
Bug lady.
This has been, dating Janelle.
That's fine.
Taking interviews.
Yeah. All right. We have to move on with our Home Sweet Home Chicago radio show. Yeah.
Thank you for the effort.
If anybody fits that description. 312-981-7200. That's the call, text, and photo line. You can send in pictures.
Yeah, we want to hear your pitch. We don't even need the pictures, right? We don't discriminate over looks.
She does.
Okay.
Yeah, but...
speak for yourself,
fair.
Jeremy.
All right, fair. Sorry.
Yeah, call in. We want to hear your pitch.
Yeah,
you
we
got 15
hear
seconds.
Yeah. Elevator pitch us.
15 seconds. No, 10 seconds. You got 10 seconds to make an phone lines are lighting up.
There we go.
312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Richard, you have a mouse problem. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for taking my call. Got a few mice that I cleaned out the garage, cleaned out everything, took away a lot of cardboard, but set traps out, and I'm still getting mice in the traps.
How have you looked at the weather stripping on the bottom of your garage door? Maybe that's where they're getting in?
I know that they're getting in there because I'm replacing that.
Okay.
And I own my own... By the way, Janelle, I own my own home.
Oh!
That's already a big check.
Congratulations.
You didn't even say that. You didn't even say you have to own
that
your own
home. That wasn't even a requirement.
Amazing.
Richard, do you shower?
Got to do it 7 days a week, unfortunately.
Okay, daily. Okay. Daily. I like that. Daily
you have a job?
Shower.
You have a job?
I work in dental, yes.
Oh,
dental.
Works dental. Clean
Whoa.
Teeth,
I've got
oral.
Decent teeth.
Oral hygiene. Okay. Got deal. Some clean clampers.
Top
there.
Of the list. Top of the list, Richard.
So back to the weather stripping. If there's a gap the size of a dime, that's all that mice need to get through. So you're on the right track by replacing that for sure. They look for three things: light, odor, and airflow. And those conditions will determine whether they're going to invade a space or not. And of course, they leave a urine trail wherever they run, so that's how they mark to other
like beacon,
family members,
right?
Yeah, to come here. So get that weather stripping replaced. And you know, as long as your bird seed and other stuff is in airtight sealed containers in the garage, you should be in a better place.
Well, they chewed through a cooler and got 8 of my cornhole bags, so I know that they had good feeding for the last month.
Whoa, yeah.
Hold on, this guy's got his own cornhole set up. I mean, that wasn't even a requirement.
Man.
Think about that. This guy jumps to the top. Listen, if she turns you down, I might pick you up on the backside there, Richard.
I got a professional grade cornhole.
Mm. There you
Ooh.
Go.
Mm. Nice.
Didn't even know there was a difference. Either. All right, Richard, any other questions for our bug lady?
So, what kind of traps are I'm buying, like, traps and I'm buying sticky pads. Anything else suggestion?
I mean, they're going to keep coming until you block them out. And I guess that's where we would immediately say, look at the root of the problem. You know, you're going to keep having that activity as long as you leave any gap open the size of a dime. You can trap and bait for days on end and you're still going to see them come. So really fixing it structurally is going to be where you solve the problem. It's not so much about how you kill them or whatever. It's about stopping them from getting in.
Got it. Well, I got to kill them too.
Yeah, sure. It's a two-prong approach.
We use the
approach.
Word eradicate.
Yeah.
Eliminate, eradicate. Let's not say.
Yeah.
I know they're not rats, but yeah, just eliminate, eradicate. Yeah.
All right.
But I can also I can get in touch with you after the show and give you a free quote for, you know, if we were to come out and take care of it too. But I think really
that
like
would be
yeah.
Nice.
Okay. Sounds
right.
good.
Is this shooting your it says here has a mouse problem, wants to shoot a shot. Was that you shooting your shot?
Yeah, that's
talking
his
50, about
that's his 15 seconds.
Yeah, like
pitch.
4 minutes here.
I get
that,
it, yeah.
Is that all you got? Just talking about your rat problem, your mouse problem?
I'm here to serve.
It's just a mouse problem. No, I'm just a humble guy that I don't talk about myself.
Sure.
Aww,
okay. All right.
So he's an excellent listener, then.
Yeah, he's a great listener. Any Perfect. Showers?
Any showers.
All right, hang on for your Mr. Floor
I like
Cleaning
that.
Product.
Richard's already winning.
Here, well, so we got a guy here. I'm 74, 5'8", 140 pounds, one good arm, one good eye.
Okay.
Okay, not handy with many tools. My one saving grace, I shower every day.
Okay.
Please tell me if there's a chance. I'll await the reply with bated and sparkling fresh breath. Yours devoted, all one eye with a heart.
Wow. Ooh,
wow. Right, there you go. Very sweet.
Sir, you ever date a guy with one eye?
That would be a no.
With one arm?
Also nope. Not yet.
One leg?
Not yet. One
nope.
Leg.
Okay.
Okay.
So glad we got through that.
Just throwing it out there.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to throw it in.
Once you're done with Mark.
Three legs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
All right, that's a violation somewhere. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Megapro's call, takes and photo line. I want to go back to you guys talking about the value of redoing a kitchen and the time and especially with investment properties and putting a little perfume on the pig and how you can enhance the value doing there and for renters because we have a lot of investors listening.
Yeah, sure.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Homes from Chicago at 720 Dip Jim.
Let's review. You're assuming I don't have delicate silk things that I'm
you
that I
wear.
You
have holes in your underwear.
That's disgusting. Here's the deal about men's underpants. Okay. You don't need to understand. I started seeing things disappear, so I started doing my own laundry. I'm like, what's up?
She was throwing your underwear with holes away because it's embarrassing. Like if, when you bend over.
Don't do that.
I don't bend.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. 847, we have cockroaches in our home thanks to my son who came home from college with them.
Ugh.
I think that's, I think this person's texting in to maybe want to set you up with her son.
Oh, no.
It's a great
his
pitch.
Son. We also have some mice. My wife is afraid to use you because she said if you can afford to be on WGN, you're going to be too expensive. Please help me.
Oh, my
Desperate
goodness.
Man in need of some logic and knowledge.
Well,
I added that part, but go ahead. Please
I have
help
to
me.
Say, for any listeners that think that Rose is going to be too expensive, please guess again. I mean, we've been in business since 1860. We are a five-generation family business, and we've survived this long for a reason. We're not in business to screw people over. That's why we're part of this show. We're trusted and we're very competitive in pricing. We have to be. But beware. And I wanted to mention, like, there's a lot of companies out there, but you got to make sure that you're doing business with people who actually care about the results that you need to get in, on your property. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that will get you signing a contract and lock you into things, but it's not for the best reasons. Mm-hmm. So please be diligent, do your research, do your homework, and do business with people that genuinely care. Mm-hmm. And that's what Rose is.
Phone number.
1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com. We're in the office. We can give you a free quote for the mice and the roaches. No problem.
All right. So let's say an average kitchen redo. Okay. Average size kitchen. However, whatever the average size kitchen is. What are we looking at? Just basic redoing the doors and the handles and all that stuff. Ballpark number. Price.
You want me to ballpark
it? Yeah, ballpark. You know, highs and lows. Listen, you could go super extravagant on anything, or you could get in with the Chevy.
Reface.
Yeah, just to reface.
I'd say anywhere from, this is going to be in trouble. Anywhere from $8,000 to $16,000.
Okay. So let's say $8,000 to $20,000. Yeah. Okay.
And
so
if you want like the countertop, the sink, the backsplash,
crown molding, under cabinet lining, glass doors, you name it, trash caddy. Yeah. There's so many accessories, but if you're just saying reface.
Basic stuff.
A 14 by 12 kitchen. Yeah.
Right. Just so less than $20,000.
Yes. Less than, less than 10.
Less than 10. Yeah. Okay. Perfect example of what we talked about earlier.
Absolutely.
You're buying a $400,000 home. Right?
Yep.
You want to redo the kitchen because the kitchen is kind of tired.
Yeah.
You're bringing in 10%. Sure. So one option is you bring in 5% and you use the extra money
to put towards the kitchen.
To put the perfume on the pig.
And you guys offer financing.
Yes.
So I feel like even if you didn't and you put the 10% down, they still have options for that and it's a win-win.
Or the other thing is you negotiate the $400,000 home down to $390,000.
Yeah.
And you get a $10,000 closing cost credit, which means you push the price back up to $400,000.
Yeah.
And you're financing it in through the closing costs.
Absolutely.
So you're going to buy a home for $400,000. You're going to get a $10,000 closing cost credit. The seller's walking away with the same exact money. Yes or no? Right?
Absolutely.
If they buy it, if you sell the house for $390,000 with no closing cost credit or $400,000 with a $10,000 closing cost credit,
seller's the same.
You're netting it out.
That's right.
Now, as the buyer, okay, you've got about $10,000 in closing costs.
Right.
Prepaid, you got two G's for the insurance.
Yep.
You got your attorney, that's $500 to $750. So $500 to $700, so that's $2,500, let's say. Okay, that's just insurance and attorney.
Yep.
You haven't touched title, which is four G's.
Yeah.
Okay, you haven't touched closing costs and then an appraisal and all that.
Right.
And then your prepaid, which is going to be another $4,000, all put in. There's your $10,000.
Yeah.
So if you finance it in, call Mark. You know what? This kitchen, Mark, I heard Mark on WGN. He must be really reasonable because he's on WGN and he helps so many
people. And he's trusted.
And he's trusted by Dave Ennett, right? Lost my spokesperson gig. Thanks, Mr. Cat. You know, so you got the 10 G's to do the kitchen if you wanted to, or maybe keep the kitchen and go to Apt and get your appliances.
Sure.
You got so many different variables. And let's talk about non-owner occupied.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, because people, you know, it's not an emotional purchase for people when they're not living in the home, right? So if I own an investment property and I'm going to do it, I don't care as much. I'm not the one cooking in there. I'm not the one living in that kitchen. So
someone else might break it too.
Yeah, for sure. You know? So the price plays a big factor. So having an option that's a lot more reasonable and still checks the box, absolutely.
And it's 100% legal, yes.
So question about that, right? So not all cabinets are created equal, I should say, but you can't reface every cabinet. Like if they're junky cabinets, would your team just say, hey, we shouldn't reface it? Your door fronts are going to be nicer than the cabinet structure.
Oh, for sure. I mean, we still run into metal cabinets.
Of course. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We see that.
Yeah, the pin and screw cabinets.
Correct.
Know, like the IKEA style. IKEA. The Swedish frameless ones. You know, there are cabinets that we just cannot reface. So we really like to do a thorough inspection first.
Sure.
Opening the doors, you know, looking at the hinges, you know, seeing what type of product it's made out of, like particle board. You know, if we're going to re-screw
it. How would you do that?
Right. It's challenging. Most of the time, we just, you know, point them in a different direction. So
I get it.
We usually tell them to call Mega Pros.
Yeah, I get it. Hey, yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Right? But if you're looking for a cost-effective solution, remodeling, no one ever said like, oh, I'm looking for a cost-effective solution. I should probably remodel my whole kitchen.
Yeah.
That's not...
Right. You know what's coming.
Yeah, I got to remodel my whole primary bathroom for cheap. It's like, you don't. Then don't remodel it.
So that leads me into the next segue here. Thank you very much. The investors.
Yeah.
Right? You're buying a home. Probably that needs a little perfume on the pig. You don't want to do a total.
You don't want to. It's money. Like it's all numbers.
Absolutely.
Right? So we'll have landlords call us and they'll be like, "Hey, I'm thinking this and that," and I'm like, "This is a numbers game. We're not a low cost provider. We do not install inferior products. Like, you want to go this direction. I'm sorry, but that's the direction you want to go in.
Yeah, Absolutely. And I think that it does help warrant on the other side. If you make the investment, and let's just say if Mark's Average Kitchen is 15, 17 grand for everything, right? Because you guys do like laminate countertops, right, Mark? You don't have to do a stone. So if there's these less expensive options, I do feel like for somebody that is on a tight budget, they still have, you know, something that we can then market as being brand new. And to somebody who's renting, you know, they're not necessarily worried if it's stone versus a laminate, right?
They just want it to look
nice. They just want it to look new. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
They don't want another person's problem.
Right. That's exactly right. And it's peace of mind for the landlord, too.
Mm-hmm. Referred you a client a couple of weeks back. Mm-hmm. I knew you were coming on.
Yeah.
You know, talked about this. It just hit me. Because when Jimmy was on here, by the way, he did a great job.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Jim Brown, shout out.
Not that I don't love you. He's amazing.
He's amazing.
He really I really,
he's a great human.
I actually just really love that man. He's just a really
such a good dude.
He's just a really great guy.
And he has like literally listened to this station for 25 years.
He has.
You know, he just loves it.
Well, he's 80 and he looks 40.
Totally.
Keeps himself in amazing shape.
Keeps an eye on Hochberg.
Yeah.
That's right.
And he came in here. What did he say? I ain't singing.
He did a I ain't singing. Well, he's
I warned him, and he was like, I am not doing it. You can cut to commercial, and it was like a hard no. Mm-hmm. And I turn on the thing, and sure enough, there he is singing.
He wow. Yeah. What a good sport.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, no choice.
Hawk, you are the worst. I mean, just
the best
worst.
And the worst.
Yeah, like, that's right.
You're the yin and yang of radio.
Oh, my goodness. He's the face of radio, right?
For sure. Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
I look at it as I'm very welcoming. And
you're definitely non-threatening.
This is right. I'm not.
I know you're not.
I tell people before that we start the first show, there's over 5 million people, and your whole entire business future, you know, relies
totally
on you.
Totally scare the crap out of them.
Oh, absolutely. Exactly. And I tell them that there's a fire station downtown.
And then, by the way, you have to sing on air for everybody before it's over. Like,
but he gives people choices. I mean, there's choices for songs.
Yeah.
He's been throwing it out there that people could pick their own if they could figure it out.
I'm very flexible.
Yeah.
I've heard otherwise. I don't
He's
know.
So flexible.
Yeah.
One of the top 5 songs of all time. I don't know what you're talking about. I thought I'm very accommodating.
When Greg was on from Redo, Mark's brother. Oh my gosh, we were like, oh dear God, please help us.
Yeah, it was horrible.
He got into it though. He actually owned it. We were like, wow.
Yeah. Yep. And he owned it and sounded that bad, which is very hard to do.
Absolutely.
And he was dancing.
Well, and I guess not to get sidetracked, guys, but
too late.
That's one of the coolest things about all these options when you say like, hey, even with the Redo cabinets, you're not one lane. So it's not like you're showing up to a customer's house saying, hey, you have to do this and this is the only way. Do you know how often we hear that? Like, oh, well, the other company told me they had to do tile.
Oh, sure.
And the other company told me I need a new roof. And I'm like, do they sell roofs and only roofs? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, well, that's why they told you you need a new roof. Like, go figure, right? Yeah. Like, we do everything. So I'm going to tell you, we can repair your roof.
Right.
So same thing. You don't need a quartz countertop or a granite countertop.
Yeah.
A laminate would be great.
Yeah.
This text just came in. We got to go to break.
Yeah.
630. I put in a new high-end laminate in my kitchen that looks like stone until you touch it. Tell people laminate is now huge, better than 1980 type of laminate.
Yep. Wilson Art HD laminate.
It's so nice.
HD
and
laminate.
It actually
is awesome.
Like textured.
It's got dexterity.
Yeah, and you can do the different edges.
It's so cool.
Yeah, it's really nice.
It says, Ann, longtime listener. Thank you, Ann. We're going to take a quick break. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call. Take some photo line. This is Homes from Chicago, 720 WGN.
I was out at a restaurant. He heard me talking about my radio show. It comes up to me. He's like, you have a radio show?
Do you know who I am?
I'm like, yeah. He's like, I don't believe you.
People know me.
And then his wife looks at me. She's like,
really? I'm very happy for you.
Why do you have a radio show? I go, because I'm very talented.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
I'm surprised they didn't look at you and say like, yes, it makes sense. Perfect. Yeah, you have a perfect physique for radio.
Yes. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That would be House 406. In Northbrook, which is delicious. I strongly recommend. We are a frequent diner there. And we have our own waiter named Scott.
Oh, wow.
Does like your amazing. Personal waiter. That's you come it. In, Scott takes care of you.
Scott,
I like
actually,
that. Yeah. I really enjoy that, actually, when you go to a restaurant.
Yes.
And they really know you by first name. Yeah, that's great. Nice.
It's excellent service.
My wife hates it because she's
because you're a big deal.
Yes. Mm-hmm. 312.
I bet she does.
You should meet my wife. Yeah.
Oh, you don't know Elise?
I've never
met
Elise.
Oh, she's the better half of the Hawk.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
She really is.
Yeah. She's an animal lover.
She seems like an angel for dating him, huh?
Really? I mean, dating. There's something special.
But putting up with?
There's something special in her.
Married.
Heart. Married yeah. for...
they don't go on dates.
How long have you been?
You better still date 25, your wife.
It's coming up to almost 20. Got two more weeks to get to 25 years.
What are you doing
years.
For the big day?
Whatever she wants.
Smart answer. Yeah. Very smart answer.
I said, hey, you want to go downtown, have dinner? She's like, yeah, I think we got the kids and everything else. I'm like, all right, great. I made the effort. Get an A. I get an A plus.
That's the effort. It's just, wow. I think you. It's just a low bar. Do something,
Jeremy. Right? I did.
Okay. I was gonna say you ask. No, you just do.
Right.
I inquired.
Yeah. My wife's been giving me gentle hints, like, "Hey, stop asking. Just do
figure
it.
Figure it out. Just do something."
And I'm I'm not a mind reader.
Even if it's not great, at least you did it.
It's not Elise Hochberg. No, you better do what she wants to do, or else I'm going to pay for it. 312-91-7200. All right.
This is why you're single.
Nugget of knowledge. Take us away, Janelle. Leave our listeners with a little knowledge there, my friend.
Termites are a very real thing in Chicago and all the suburbs that Rose Pest Solutions serves. Even up in Wisconsin, our technicians are finding live and active termite colonies. If it's been longer than 2 years since you've had a termite inspection on your property, get on our schedule ahead of the disaster that could be looming on your property. And we're also here for mosquito help, too. It's mosquito season already. They're breeding. It's raining. They're breeding. Give us a call at 1-800-GOT-PESTS or visit rosepestcontrol.com for a free quote and take advantage of our $75 offer, $75 off any new healthy home maintenance program, plus either mosquito or termite protection.
Phone number again?
1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com.
Sarah, you're up, my friend.
If you guys are thinking about putting your home on the market and looking to prepare and maximize your home's value, don't start any projects or invest any time or energy until you give us a call. 224-239-3966 or wgnsarah.com.
My question is, do you need a lender before you schedule an appointment to see a house for sale?
It's a great question.
It's starting to happen.
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking and you don't know your budget and you fall in love with the house, that kind of does you a disservice. So most people do start by talking to a lender, but not all.
There you go, Chris. Chris just sent me an
email. I've seen requests for pre-approvals before you can even show up to see the house.
Sure, yeah, that's happening. Yeah, time to time. To
Mark, now that you got David Ennett as your spokesperson, I'm out of a job. leave us with a nugget of knowledge, my friend.
Yeah, you know, the remodeling season is happening right now, and I know you've probably been thinking about it, or at least your wife has. It's time to look at the kitchen. There are many options: painting, staining, full kitchen remodel. Do not forget about refacing option. You've seen us on TV, you've heard us on the radio, you see us online. Give us a call for a free estimate. See what it's all about. Let us see if we could have the solution for your kitchen that's going to be fast and affordable. You can reach us at 630-381-5583 or visit us online at redocabinets.com.
Mega Pros Jeremy, Mega Pros Home Improvement.
Megapros.com.
I know, every time.
Who is she?
Who is she? I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah. Sarah, listen. Yeah.
Megapros.com. Ooh, sultry. Yeah,
sultry. This is what my 2 minutes looks like. It's Dave just hitting the button because he gets excited.
Making me talk in a weird voice.
Janelle mentioned the downspouts far away, and I just want to preface this to our listeners out there. Make sure your downspouts are all, I'm going to say, at minimum 3 feet away from your foundation walls. All around, just walk around your house. If they're not, they sell little, not great extensions. They're probably temporary. We could give you a permanent solution. Also, if your gutters are not cleaned, please make sure that you clean your gutters. If you're under the age of 40 and not a trained professional, do not do it yourself.
Yep.
So call a professional. You could call Mega Pros. We clean your gutters and also inspect the outside of your house. But with all this rain that we're having, if your gutters aren't clean, that water's just spilling over and it's going right by your foundation.
Danger zone.
Yep.
So
mm-hmm. Just putting pressure on your sump pump.
Yep. Just putting pressure on your home. Yeah.
Right.
Period.
Right.
So let's move this water around.
Yeah.
847-658-8989.
Megapros.com.
Who is? Come on, what's
she was name? A little less deep, wasn't she? She was higher up.
Megapros.com.
I don't know. Yeah. It just does something for me.
Real estate doesn't work for me. I could do that
sure.
for you.
Yes, you can.
How about it?
Yep. Does Redo have anyone in Putnam, Illinois? Where is Putnam, Illinois?
Where is Putnam?
South.
I guess that answers that question.
If none of us know it, It's not in our service area.
Okay. Rose Pest Solution doesn't go to Joliet, do they?
Yes, we do.
Okay, take that, 815. All right, you'll be calling 815 then.
Absolutely.
I just wanted to leave everybody with this little nugget of knowledge. Freddie Mac has announced an update clarification for guidelines around automobile leasing, which is huge, effective immediately. Automobile leases paid off, prepaid, may be excluded from your debt-to-income ratio. That is huge.
That's a big deal.
Prior to this release on Thursday, if you had a lease, we had to count it all the way through the end of the lease. Now you could pay the lease off and we don't have to count that payment, which is gigantic for homeowners and prospective homeowners looking to buy homes. I just wanted to throw that out there.
That's great.
Yeah, it's great news. If you're looking to purchase a new home, refinance your existing home, give me a call, 855-563-2843. Or go to 56david.com.
Or anything.
Or anything.
If you just want to talk to the David Hochberg, call him.
If you got time to spare.
Just about anything.
Absolutely.
Yeah, if you got time to spare, you will help anyone that calls your phone.
Dental That's hygiene.
Period. Anything.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You got a problem.
Putting problems.
You'll solve it. You're the vanilla ice of mortgages.
Absolutely.
Right. Trying to fix your slice.
Yeah.
Mark, give me a call. 312. No, that's not it. 855-563-2842 or go to 56david.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. Go Cubs, go Hawks. Or no, go Cubs, go White Sox. Have a great weekend, everybody.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogle from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Sarah Leonard from the Sarah Leonard Team. Janelle Iacino from Rose Pest Solutions. And Mark Olson from Redo Cabinets. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.